You are tuned to CICK News on 93.9 FM in Smithers. CICK News is your news source for regional and provincial news Tuesdays and Thursdays at 8 a.m., 2 p.m., and 4 p.m. It's hosted by Dan Messick and myself, Pamela Hassan. Find and follow CICK News online at smithersradio.com and frequencynews.ca or wherever you get your podcasts. CICK News is funded by the Community Radio Fund of Canada and the Government of Canada.
Today on CICK News, the town of Smithers is hiring a private security firm to help oversee the temporary overnight sheltering area, also known as the TOSA. Others call it the homeless encampment. During 7 p.m. and 7 a.m. Monday to Friday and 24 hours a day on weekends and holidays starting in October. This comes as the TOSA is headed into its fifth winter with limited housing options persisting in Smithers. Although this is nothing new for many towns and cities across Canada, it has become an acute issue in many northern communities. However, there is light at the end of the tunnel. Today, we chat with Samantha LeBlanc. She is the Engagement and Communications Officer at the Town of Smithers about how new community safety initiatives will help protect residents and businesses in Smithers. And we'll also hear from the Mayor of Smithers, Gladys Attrill, about the town's struggles to find a long-term solution to the homelessness issue in Smithers. Stay with us.
Gladys Attrill, Mayor of the Town of Smithers.
Great, Gladys. Thanks so much for being with us on CICK News. Of course, just want to follow up about these new security measures that are being taken in Smithers. Maybe you can tell me why in the first place did council feel the need to adopt more enforcement and also to award a security contract to look after some of our security needs?
So, I mean, there's lots in those questions, Dan. So some of it's historical. So folks that are living in Smithers will be well aware of the challenges we face with people that are unhoused, living at the tent encampment, living in other parts of town. And some of the people, maybe I'll just say that people living, some of the residents and some of the business owners are certainly feeling the pressure from increased either inappropriate behavior or in some cases criminal behavior. And this is not a new story. It's been going on for quite a while. I think we're going into our fifth winter now with folks living in the encampment or, you know, the temporary overnight sheltering area, which, I mean, even that name makes people, you know, uncomfortable because it's been there so long. Sorry. So that's a bit of background, the fact that people understand, I think, for the most part, what the issue is. So the challenge for the town is how do we respond to the concerns of residents and business owners? And how do we respond to our responsibility as a municipality to ensure there is an overnight sheltering area? So because we're small, in my view, at $5,400 with limited resource, 5,400 people, excuse me, with limited resources, you know, we have funding for two community safety officers who, as a part of their job, are responsible for trying to maintain the rules and order at the encampment and are also responsible to try to help people with bylaw infractions in the rest of town. That's only two. It's not enough. And we cannot afford to hire more and more CSOs. So one way to stretch the budget is to look to a private contract firm who can supplement after hours and on weekends. And so that's the decision we've taken. And it should do, we're hoping, two things. It will make things, more manageable at the encampment. And when possible, we'll include those patrols to other parts of the community downtown to have more eyes on the street and hopefully, make things safer for people.
Maybe you could run us through also, there was a bylaw was adopted about a month ago, bylaw 1999, to allow the enforcement officers, the community safety officers, to be able to have a little bit more power or a little bit more enforcement power when dealing with these types of situations. There's also been probably, as you know, some people in the what has become known as the jungle as well, which is an ongoing challenge. So what does that bylaw allow enforcement officers in Smithers to do now?
Well, I think it actually just made more clear what the expectations were at, you know, what is called the temporary overnight sheltering area. We're mandated as a municipality to have one if we don't have enough housing for people, and we do not in this community. So we have to have that place that's sort of abbreviated as TOSA or TOSA. So that's the encampment across from Town Hall. So we have to have that. We are allowed to set some terms around that. And the more clear it is, and that was the point of updating the bylaw, to make it very clear so that we could rely on other entities to help us as well, which includes RCMP. So we wanted to do everything we could to make the language clear in the bylaw to enable our CSOs to do the best job possible, to provide safety for them, and to make it so that the RCMP could help when we needed them. So that's the point of the bylaw. We've had the temporary overnight sheltering bylaw now for a couple of years, and this is going to make it more clear. And so then once we get some additional resources through, you know, if the security firm, it should be more clear to everyone, including the people who take shelter, what the expectation is. So that was the point of the changes to the bylaw.
Just the last thing for you, Gladys, you know, obviously, even in the press release that the town put out, it mentioned that this is not meant to be a permanent solution. This is a temporary solution, and a long-term solution needs to be found. Obviously, this is, as you mentioned, going on the fifth winter. And the question is, when could we see some sort of long-term solution? There is a BC housing development in the works, as I understand it, behind City Town Hall there. What can you tell us about the plans or at least the aspirations to see a long-term solution for the temporary overnight sheltering?
Well, I mean, the aspiration is to get there and as fast as possible. I do think one of our dilemmas is the size of the community, that, you know, we're small enough not to be a priority compared to other, this is my opinion, that we're not a priority compared to other communities in the province that are larger and perhaps, you know, face larger problems on scale. That's one. Though Smithers is still a hub community, as everyone who lives here knows, that, you know, we are surrounded by other communities that come here for services. And so people come to the town, and sometimes more in the summer, people are coming because they want to be more social or whatever the reasons are. But we have the same issue that many communities across BC and Canada have, that we have these folks who are unhoused. The challenge we face is, how do we get the 24-hour shelter? So the decisions so far have been that a municipality must keep that temporary overnight sheltering area unless you can demonstrate that you have housing or shelter available for everyone. We do not. So yes, we have the project with BC Housing. You know, my most optimistic person says that, you know, that might be 2027. So the project is supposed to break ground next year. It'll provide shelter beds and some supportive housing. So that's great. Like, that's a light at the end of the tunnel. Meanwhile, we're going to go into winter. We don't have a solution. And, you know, while I feel like we're struggling to do this, I will also point out that this isn't really the responsibility of a local government. And it feels pointless to say that because it's not being taken up by others. And I don't even really mean it as a criticism. Collectively, we have to identify that a town our size and the people in this town are the same as in bigger communities. We need to have some shelter beds. We need to make sure that the social service organizations get the support that they need. All of these organizations are small. The mental health outreach teams that support people. Like, we have resources in the community, but not enough. So we need to get the shelter beds. We need to get additional housing. And we need to make sure the supports on the ground are adequate so people can keep up. And then more globally, there need to be places where people can go when they need help. So where does someone go if they need addictions treatment? That's not available here. Where are they going to go? Where are those addictions beds? And then if people actually belong in the criminal justice system, how does that get facilitated so that people move through that? So it's not one thing. It's a whole bunch of things. And in the meantime, we at the municipality will just do the best we can do. And I recognize that the other entities are doing the very best they can too. We just seem to be in this little storm that We just keep, you know, working at the edges, trying to reduce the impacts, but the actual storm continues.
Okay. Mayor Smithers, Gladys Attrill, thanks so much for being with us here on CSAK News, and we'll be in touch as this story develops.
Okay, thanks, Dan. And, you know, I guess we're doing our best with the resources we have, and we're open to feedback, and we will be constantly eyes on to see how it's working and if we have to make modifications as we go.
That was the Mayor of Smithers, Gladys Attrill. Coming up next, my conversation with Samantha LeBlanc, the Engagement and Communication Officer at the Town of Smithers.
My name is Samantha LeBlanc. I'm the Engagement and Communications Officer with the Town of Smithers.
Great, Samantha. So we saw the other day that Smithers has awarded a contract for security services in Smithers to help do some patrolling overnight, mostly. Here at the temporary overnight sheltering area. What does that look like?
Yeah, so the security contract has been awarded to Blue Hawk Security. The security is to really focus on the hours between 7 p.m. and 7 a.m. They are mainly located outside of the temporary overnight sheltering area, but they will be doing roving patrols in the downtown core as well, and then 24 hours on the weekends and statutory holidays as well. They will be there full time. A lot of it is safety in our community, safety for the people residing at the temporary overnight sheltering area to keep a watch on everything that is going on in the town.
So this is, I'm assuming it was Blue Hawk Security. This is a private security firm then?
They are a company based out of Prince George.
What brought on needing to bring in private security to do this? Was there some event that happened, or this is just general safety for the folks at the overnight temporary shelter?
It's a bit of both. There's general safety for businesses in the downtown area. There's been some incidents that have happened at the temporary overnight sheltering area for the people who reside there, as well as we do have only one community safety officer at the moment. We are in the process of hiring another one, but they are only Monday to Friday regular hours. So this is kind of looking at that time where we don't have staff on.
It was also mentioned that this is part of a larger initiative for community safety. What are some of the other things that have been initiated recently?
So our community safety officer has been working really closely with the RCMP doing foot patrols downtown. The Smithers detachment was also awarded the C-STEP, which is about $27,000 for patrols downtown. We are also looking at infrastructure improvements at the temporary overnight sheltering area for the safety of first responders and the safety of the individuals residing there as well. So there's a few things that the town is doing, looking at the safety of the overall well-being of everyone in our community.
Are you able to tell us about what some of these incidents were that prompted the town to have to hire private security for the weekends?
So there was the fire at the encampment. There's been a few, so that is one thing that we are very aware of. A lot of time with first responders, looking out for the people who live in the temporary overnight sheltering area, kind of keeping everyone safe over there. And then as well, there's just been a lot of activity within our community in different areas.
It was mentioned that the funds for this and this other initiative are coming from the Resource Benefit Alliance funds. How much is this costing?
So allocated for security for the 6 months, it's $117,000. And then there is other money bookmarked as well for the infrastructure improvements at the temporary overnight sheltering area.
And all that money is coming from the RBA?
Everything is coming from the RBA. None of it is local property tax collected.
You mentioned it earlier, but I just wanted to touch upon it as well. So the RCMP also received that money for the C-STEP program, which sounded like, as you mentioned, patrols down Main Street. This is not part of their usual duties?
It is part of their usual duties, but this is essentially funding overtime. So outside of their regular duties, having staff members who are available do foot patrols downtown and focus on the community safety aspect rather than their regular duties.
Yeah. And these funds, the $27,000, so they're also not coming out of the RBA money or property tax collection?
That is funded by the provincial government.
Okay. You know, it just seems to be that there's obviously been a lot of issue as of late with some of this overnight sheltering. We mentioned, we talked about before the interview, what's going on in the jungle or that forested area. It sounds like there's other places too that are popping up. So it sounds there's more pressure on the RCMP to do these patrols for the bylaw enforcement agent. Is this more of a long-term thing that will be in place, or is this, as you mentioned, just for 6 months until another bylaw enforcement agent is hired? Is that correct?
Yeah, so right now we're looking at 6 months to trial it out. We will be measuring the success of the security over that 6 months, mm-hmm. and determining if it is more of like a long-term, I don't want to say solution, but a long-term kind of priority for us or not.
I know I asked because in the press release it mentioned that this wasn't meant to be a long-term solution. At this point, what is the long-term solution?
The long-term solution is very layered. No one knows what the long-term solution is right now. I will say that our council has been working to advocate to other levels of government for different resources, for different levels of housing, different avenues for funding for RCMP. There's a lot of layers to it, and I think a lot of communities within BC and within Canada are really looking at what these long-term solutions might be for our communities.
All right. Thank you so much, Samantha.
Thank you very much.
You've been listening to CICK News. If you have any hot tips or news stories you think we should cover, contact us at CICKnews@smithersradio.com. or check us out on the web at smithersradio.com. CICK News has been made possible by the Government of Canada and the Community Radio Fund of Canada, the only organization mandated to financially supporting campus and community radio stations across Canada. You can also catch our fresh shows each week at theskeena.com or subscribe to our podcast on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google, or wherever you find your podcasts. Thanks to my colleague Pam Hassan and all of our roving journalists, I'm Daniel Messick. Thanks for listening.